Welcome back, my friends. This is Power Hour Nation. I'm George Freund from north of the parallel, and joining us in the next hour, Dr. Peter Bregan, one of my all-time favorite doctors. Going back a long time, when I came across his book, Talking Back to Prozac, I realized that there is some honor in the medical profession, that there are good, decent people who really want to take on the demons of the world and put them in their place and expose the malfeasance of many corporations and businesses who will basically give us some kind of snake oil poison for whatever reason and straighten them out. And he's fought many, many battles. And on our last appearance, like he told me about the one about the lobotomies that they wanted to bring back. And I just have to say, thank God that we have someone in our corner like him who will stand up for the poor, the impoverished, people being victimized by madness, really. And there's no world today that we could ever come close to imagining that is being victimized by a madness again, with things that are being rushed through, forced through, that just look diabolical when you sit back and examine them. And it brings tears to my eyes to see so many people being seduced into death, severe illnesses, and perhaps even a sort of technology that will remove your ability to be as free, sovereign, sentient individual as you were born. And you won't know that until it starts to unwind and you feel the whip on your back, the boot on your head of this technology that's coming to pass. And that breaks my heart, too, because people don't deserve it. What they do deserve is the truth. They deserve good, honest government. They deserve conscientious, determined physicians like Dr. Bregan to look after your health, your life, your safety, and really mean it. And for the few that do exist out there, you know, we are very fortunate to have you. For the rest who have surrendered, that's a very disappointing decision you've made, because if you all stood together, because basically it's like a labor management thing, if all the doctors walk out in a state or a province and just say, no, we won't surrender our authority to bizarre science and give up on tried, true, effective treatments, there's nothing they could do, because then you'd have no doctors. So it's a labor management type of thing, like the strike or the lockout, and you just hold the line and jump up and down and protest for a while until you're put back in your rightful place. And thank you for being in the rightful place, Dr. Bregan. Tell us about your book and where we can find it now that it's out.
Thank you, George. It's wonderful that you have such an awareness of what I've been doing over the decades. Well, golly, the book is the most important book I've ever written. It's co-authored by my wife, Ginger, and it's the most important book because I go beyond the threat of the pharmaceutical industry operating through psychiatry to looking at what's happening in COVID-19 and the global predators. And that's the title of the book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators. In Canada and in the U.S., you can buy it directly from us at wearethepray.com. Just go to our very special dedicated site for the book, wearethepray.com. And in the U.S. and Canada, you can get it probably $6 cheaper than you can get it on Amazon. And for the rest of you living outside of the U.S. and Canada, you can get it and also in the U.S. if you prefer. You can get it from Amazon or from Barnes & Noble. It's on all the big stores, and they will be shipping as of today. September 30th, 2021 is the official pub date. But, George, we've already sold 14,000 copies just doing radio and TV and talking about our special website, you know, wearethepray.com, and selling into Canada and the U.S. That's just been inspiring. The theme of the book is first to be comprehensive. We have introductions by the top three physicians who are treating COVID-19 in the world today. One of them is Peter McCullough. He's an MD and an MPH and another. He's the greatest scientist in the area now of COVID-19, many, many publications. Cardiologist who turned his attention to COVID-19, just like many others of us have turned our attention. And then there's Vladimir Zev Zelenko, who was a family physician and then turned his attention to COVID-19, got his message to President Trump, which led to Trump's initial efforts to promote COVID-19 before the big state sat on his head and really quieted him. And that was really a tragedy that he allowed them to go ahead and suppress the good treatments and promote the vaccines. I think Trump got overwhelmed by the evil of this state. And Elizabeth Lee Valeed, who was, again, a physician and one of the earliest people to do this, and she has formed a new group called truthforhealth.org. So these are tremendous people, and they all feel this is the deepest dive into virtually every aspect of COVID-19, including things like the masks and the vaccines and the shutdowns. And then it does something that no other book does, which it takes a comprehensive look at the people who are behind all of this. And I don't know why no one else has done this deep dive, but we actually have found the Bill Gates' original master plan, which he actually calls his business plan for an organization called CEPI, C-E-P-I, which people haven't heard of, in which he goes ahead and he actually, in 2016-17, does a collaboration with the World Health Organization, develops a legal type agreement with them that is called an agreement. It's an actual agreement that they make, and they divide up the world. They essentially decide that who will manage all of the standards for the medical journals and for the scientific studies and for the big medical associations and World Health and all of that. And since they're from the UN, that means that that's how they get the scientists to go lockstep. Whereas CEPI, which is a huge fund developed by Gates and by that awful Klaus Schwab, who works with him and developed a great reset and is in favor of this, transforming human beings into crazy machines. These people together working with multiple pharmaceutical companies, it's all laid out in the book, working with multiple government agents around the world, developed this plan with WHO, based on this organization, CEPI. And they, 4 years ahead of time, are developing everything necessary for Operation Warp Speed, everything necessary for what Klaus Schwab will unveil in 2020 as the, not the New World Order. What does he call it, Dr. Singh? But you know what I'm talking about, and it's the Great Reset. He does the Great Reset. And what that is nothing more than a corrupt big business getting together with corrupt progressive politics and developing a corruption of humanity in which they all work together. But then I'm ending with one final observation on it. What really shocked us, this blew us away, Ginger and I, as we track the relationships of the World Health Organization and Klaus Schwab and his Great Reset, and as we tracked Bill Gates, and as we tracked the top American billionaires and the top tech companies and the largest corporations, they're all in bed with China. They all see China as the great future. And that's where they're investing their money and their power, and it's where they see their power coming from. And so all of this is a big shock to us. It goes back to atheist, serialistic, violent, murderous Chinese communist leadership. These people are all indifferent to human life. I mean, that, and they all want power. Ultimately, the Chinese will win if the globalists succeed in weakening us. So ultimately, they'll be vassals or they'll be killed by the Chinese communists. It's a bizarre situation. But we document it as a big book. It's 600 pages. We made it relatively inexpensive. We had over 1,000 citations to document all this. So I give it back to you now, George.
Yes, indeed. Because you've been involved in litigation for so many years, your book is pretty much a brief almost for a prosecution, that you tie all the loose ends in and give hard and fast facts and evidence to deal with. And that's what makes it such a powerful tool to use to regain freedom in the United States and the rest of the world. And I encourage everyone to buy as many copies as you can get to give them away to people of influence, people in your families, to understand what's happening. And this maybe even one of the top places to go for many people is whoever is in charge of the personnel department at whatever state office or corporation you work for, so that they understand what's happening and can no longer deny it. This Klaus Schwab, just on his public Wikipedia entry, tells you how nasty what has happened. In a spot, capture of democratic structures and institutions, Schwab, as publisher of the World Economic Forum's 2010 Global Redesign report, postulates that a globalized world is best managed by a coalition of multinational corporations, governments, including the UN system, and select society organizations, CSOs. It argues that governments are no longer the overwhelmingly dominant actors on a world stage, and that the time has come for a new stakeholder paradigm of international governments. The WEF's vision includes a public-private UN in which certain specialized agencies would operate under state and non-state governance systems. According to the Transnational Institute, the forum is a hence planning to replace a recognized democratic model with a model where a self-selected group of stakeholders make decisions on behalf of the people. The think tank summarizes that we are increasingly entering a world where gatherings such as Davos are a silent global coup d'etat to capture governance. This is the man. This is the Great Reset. This is the capture of humanity and the planet Earth using fear as their primary weapon and the injection as the tool to submission. You have a lot of things to say, too, about this transhumanism, about what they're putting into our bodies to break us down and convert us into something we were never intended to be, and maybe if we had a choice in the matter, we wouldn't even want to participate. How are those things?
You know, last night my wife Ginger said something to me that warmed my heart. She said, honey, you set back transhumanism 50 years in the 1970s when you shut down their attempts to rebirth psychosurgery. And that's a good starting point. In the 1970s, there were books talking about how the modern psychosurgery principles and neurosurgery principles show that human beings did not have free will, that they could be controlled by external forces, that they were no better than animals, that they'd been experimented on with electrodes, and that their behavior could be controlled. And one of these doctors, this guy was a PhD, actually went ahead and said, you know, the Constitution and the Bill of Rights actually have no meaning, that and that people are not as individuals as important as they think they are. They're just little bitty things in the history of the world. And this was picked up by major neurosurgeons and psychiatrists, including the head of the Massachusetts General Hospital at that's the Harvard Big Hospital, MGH, the Department of Neurosurgery, William Sweet. And they got funds from the federal government to do experiments on human beings with implanted electrodes in the brain in order to control violence. That was their bellwether. They even came out with racist pronouncements about how they could control the behavior of the leaders of the inner-city riots of the 60s, late 60s, that were going on at the time they were developing their ideas. And they did horrible experiments, and I disclosed these experiments. I was involved in numerous lawsuits against them as the medical expert. I wrote legislation for what would become the Psychosurgery Commission that ended up, to my surprise, a federal commission that I literally authored in the legislation, and it came up with a conclusion that psychosurgery was experimental. You can't just do it to people, can't use it clinically. That was a big blow to them. And I was the expert in a trial that declared psychosurgery on involuntary people, like mental people in government facilities, people in state mental hospitals. They applied the Nuremberg Code back in the 70s and said you can't do it on institutionalized people. They have no power to consent. And compared it to the Nazi experiments in concentration camps where people had no power to consent because they had no power to reject. And that stopped all the surgery in federal institutions. And eventually, I shut down the Harvard programs, and I shut down programs in Mississippi that were very exploitive, down in Jackson, Mississippi, that were operating on little black children, kids 4, 5, 6, 7 years old in a segregated institution, walking around with electrodes hanging out of their heads all day long. And in retrospect, I had no idea at the time that this was like medicine going whole hog for transhumanism, which is the attempt to quote, make people better by modifying their brains, essentially modifying their beingness, who they are, you know, crushing their ability to express themselves. I also forced Ted Kennedy at the time to do hearings. I haven't talked about this much on the air. Ted Kennedy to do hearings. He was the head of the health committee, and he actually favored these people. And it wasn't known at the time that the Rosemary, his sister, been lobotomized by his father, sending her to a psychosurgeon. And I found this out from an unmarked brown envelope that sent me pieces of the records, and I threatened to expose it, and Kennedy held the hearings. And Kennedy's position was that doing psychosurgery on the brain is no different than operating on the heart. Somebody had given him this idea, you know, because sometimes he said we impair the heart, for example, to slow down an abnormal rhythm, and impairing the brain is no different. And I had this confrontation with him. I don't know where these words came out of my mouth, but right at the hearing, I said, Kennedy, you know, through your heart circulates your blood, through your brain comes the expression of your soul. You modify the brain, you change the ability of the soul to express itself, sir. And I had done a very scientific presentation, George, with New York Times then covered me as a sort of a religious kook who was against psychosurgery on religious grounds. But I'd done a very scientific presentation, or I wouldn't have had the effects I did. So that's transhumanism. And the whole idea of these injections, and people have not been looking at this, is a form of transhumanism because these are initial experiments on getting human beings to accept changing their RNA and accepting foreign DNA into their bodies, because the mRNA vaccines, such as Moderna and Pfizer, and the DNA vaccines, the group of them, do one thing in common. They put either RNA or DNA, and RNA is just one strand of DNA. DNA is two strands. And putting it into your bloodstream, and then getting your body to reproduce the spike protein of the Chinese virus in your own body. So they go to your mitochondria in your cell, which produce proteins, guide the production of proteins, and they order your mitochondria, the RNA or the DNA that then works through RNA, orders your body to literally make the deadly spike protein that gives the corona spikes to the SARS corona virus and the old Chinese version, which is why it's not going to work well anyway. I predicted this in April of 2020. From the science, we knew that they never made a good virus for the coronavirus, a good vaccine for the coronavirus. They would have been happy to do so, George, because the common cold, about 10% of the common cold is coronavirus. So they can make a fortune doing one, but they couldn't do it because it keeps modifying. It keeps changing itself, keeps mutating. And so it's impossible to make a long-term and or very successful vaccine, and they were just unable to do so. They knew that when they passed the damn thing through the FDA at rapid speed, warp speed. And so your body becomes a machine for making this thing that some of the great doctors, Peter McCullough, described as like broken glass. That tiny invisible slivers that are produced throughout your body that can cause bleeding and clotting, that disrupt your functions, and that the body then attacks and hopefully makes antibodies, therefore, to the Chinese virus. But that doesn't really help a lot. It's very dangerous. It's unprecedented. And there is evidence that not only is this DNA being injected and the RNA, but there are chemicals in the body that allow.
Okay, we're coming up to a break, and we'll catch you on the other side with Dr. Peter Bregan, COVID-19 and the global predator. Thanks for coming up.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with olive oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that olive oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Herb and Spice. We carry the Resvital Caps, Sinuoraga, Oregano Juice, Purely C, Chagamax, Collagen Power Plus, Oregarest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829.
Relieve stress and anxiety and create calmness in your life with Tranquil. Available today at thepowermall.com. For a limited time, buy one Tranquil and receive the second one absolutely free. That's right, buy one Tranquil and receive the second absolutely free at thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Welcome back, Power Hour Nation. I'm your guest host from Canada, George Freund. Joining us for the last segment, we have Dr. Peter Bregan, just an all-round dedicated good guy who has taken on the effrontery of sour medicine, sour politics, and just downright evil through his career and in his life. And we have to thank God that we still have a person like that on the front lines, coming out of basically retirement to take on the monster, this horrible beast that they're creating and manifesting to just degrade human beings to the lowest common denominator without their knowledge, without their consent, without even an inkling of the ideas of what are being put in their bodies, which are horrendous. And now they want to go further and put it in the children. And that just terrifies me, to shake me down to just the basics of looking evil in the face. One very strange conundrum came about this insertion of chips and circuits into the human mind was the director of the National Biology Lab here in Canada in Winnipeg, Frank Plummer. He passed away in Africa on a speaking junket. And I was just surprised when I was looking up some information on him to find out that he was an alcoholic, a very hardcore alcoholic. And so it surprised me that he was put in charge of a super secret facility with bioweapon technology with that weakness. But I've always been a believer in, sometimes if you carry a burden or a cross, I don't mind that, as long as it's up front and we know what it is, that we can stumble along through it. I've worked with many drunks who were some of the best people I've ever known in my life. And it didn't bother me. It was a challenge sometimes, but it didn't bother me. But what they did to him is they operated on his brain, and they put in a microchip. They put in circuitry in his brain to control his alcoholism. And that just seemed to be like just something from a James Bond film, evil, because here's a man who's got the keys to the store, and you're putting in technology that can control his behavior. Could it be used in a diabolical manner or mechanism, or, you know, that just seemed to me a major, if it was that bad, like, he shouldn't be running the store. Not that you work on his brain like that. So it just seemed like the epitome of evil. I've never heard of that before. That was a first experience in this modern era. Old stuff I remember from when this started, as Dr. Bregan was reminding us. But to put this graphene oxide into children and other chemicals that are, you know, rivals the Wicked Witches in Shakespeare, you know, boil, boil, toil and trouble. And this is just horrendous. And the children have no idea what's being put in their body. And as I understand it, they're at minimal risk of ever succumbing to this disease, if it even exists in the manner that they're telling us, and they're not just really telling us about something else, is just shocking. And one of the videos I've seen in the last little while was a child used in the tests to test this for, you know, infants, basically. And this child is just at stand-up and bounce-around age, and they gave the child an injection, probably a reduced one, and the child became paralyzed after 13 days. And I'm just haunted by the image of the eyes of this baby at the end of the 13 days. When you look at this happy, bouncing, vibrant child, and then you look in these eyes of just sheer terror in the eyes, and I can read a question in there. It's like, what did you do to me? How could you do this to me? Of just shock that can't be verbalized and probably never will be with the damage done to this child. And then I hear my local government, I hear the mayor of Toronto, John Tory, saying that they want to vaccinate the 5 to 12-year-olds. I hear the prime minister of Canada saying they're going to vaccinate the 5 to 12-year-olds. And I don't hesitate for a minute to think of the words of Dr. Mohammed that I played in the first segment about that they plan to kill billions of people on the planet Earth, and just look at this as a genocide program, a total eugenics madness that is beyond the comprehension of almost anyone who is sane. What can we expect? What is going to happen with the children, Dr. Bregan?
Well, we don't really know, of course, because they couldn't ethically test it on children. They haven't been testing it. Any new testing that's going on is meaningless because it's going to cover a month or two. I mean, one of the recent vaccine approvals done by normal procedure took 20 years. The fast one takes 12 years. You can't tell anything about the long term, that is the damage over a period of months or years, from what we're doing now. But we're seeing an unholy amount of damage, including the description you gave of neurological damage in people getting the vaccine. Not often enough detailed is the number of deaths from the vaccine, just to start with that, and then I'll talk about the children. Looking at all age groups, mostly adults in the United States, there have been reported about 14,000 deaths from the vaccines. Now, is that a lot? That is astronomical. In the average years before this past year, the total number of deaths in the U.S. reported to the CDC, same system of reporting, was about 80 to 120 or so. 80 to 120 from all vaccines put together. There might be one or two from the flu vaccine. There might be a few from the flu vaccine. There might be one or none from the tetanus vaccine. Not 14,000. And these 14,000, 80% of them are from the first 10 days and about half in the first 2 days. So the connection's very, very direct. Now, 14,000 reported deaths actually represents a number that is at least 10 times as large and maybe even 100 times as large. And why do I say that? Because we know from studies that have been done of reports to the FDA and the CDC that the best hope is that 1 in 10 get reported. of something like death. But in fact, it can be as few as less than 1 in 100. So if we're very conservative, we say we just, well, you know, 10 times 14,000 is 140,000 deaths. It's astronomical, and it's not probably anywhere near what's actually going on. I've done hundreds of legal cases in which physicians have gone to court in over 100 cases against physicians and drug companies, but evaluated, oh God, many, many more times than that, cases where doctors and institutions have caused death or suicide or other really bad outcomes. And in all my years, and that goes back like 50 or more years, never seen an institution, never, or a doctor report any of these that we investigated as malpractice or product liability. Doctors don't want to report terrible things that they may be involved in. They don't want to get involved in that. They don't want to get sued and then be confronted in court with, well, did you report this to the FDA or the CDC, and then have to say, well, yes, I did report it. They don't want to take the blame. It's understandable, but it's terrible. And so I can't even begin to figure out, other than it's catastrophic, the deaths that we're getting. And one of the things we're getting is deaths in young people. And I don't have the latest data on that, but many children are dying of cardiac disease and other phenomena that we don't see in children without this deadly spike protein being created in their own bodies by their own mitochondria under orders from injected DNA and RNA. Now, so the question would be, why is there the insistence? You were talking, George, about, you know, just wanting to cull the population, limit the numbers of people. Certainly there's a huge population control trend among these people. Whether they're mass murderers intentionally or not of children is unclear, but they are definitely perpetrating mass murder in general with the vaccines. No question about it. Mass murder of the general population with the vaccines. In his introduction to my book, Peter McCullough says that the vaccine deaths will probably outstrip, the vaccine deaths will probably outstrip the COVID-19 deaths. And so what is going on? And the other part of it is, of course, that they suppress treatments that would reduce these deaths. COVID-19 is probably no worse than the flu, and is much, much less harmful than the flu in young people, people under 40 or 50, and going down to children. We have zero deaths from this disorder, whereas the flu is much more serious. You're looking at something in children that, if it develops, is very easily treatable, but is usually unnoticed or feels like a cold. And so children are not at risk. And by children, I mean, you know, where we talk about, you know, where there's practically no reports, and the few that there are probably not accurate. We're talking about, you know, young adults, 25 and under. I mean, it's just, they very, very rarely get seriously ill and almost never die from this. So what are they out to do in addition to harming people? Well, they want to force us to accept becoming GMO humans. They want to establish the principle of transhumanism. And that's why Klaus Schwab years and years ago said, we will have to immunize everybody. Everybody must take these new vaccines when we get them. This is before COVID-19. They've been planning this a long time. We could probably do a separate show on the planning of this thing, which the book talks about a great deal in depth, planning for 4 or 5 years on COVID-19. So they want to force us to sacrifice our children. Who is it in the Bible who, is it Abraham who's asked to sacrifice his child to God to test his obedience?
Yes.
And God says you don't have to. Is that right?
I believe so.
And so this sacrifice—that's what they're asking us to do. I mean, God doesn't end up demanding the sacrifice. They want us to know that we're going to sacrifice whatever our children ourselves to their demands. And probably do it stupidly without thinking, believing Anthony Fauci, who, if there is a devil's minion, that's Anthony. He's not the devil. He's one of the minions. He's not even one of the biggest predators. He's an enforcer. The truth is that children should get COVID-19, not the vaccine. There's a good argument to be said for having COVID-19 parties, because if a child gets COVID-19, the child's not going to die. It's not going to get a permanent neurological disorder. The odds on something like that are literally off the chart infinitesimal. The child's going to get a much more powerful immunity to all varieties of COVID from getting the actual original disease than they are from any of the injections. So the child's going to have for lifetime, no booster diseases needed, no booster shots needed. The child will have immunity. And it will be immunity not just to the Chinese spike, because the body is smarter than that. The body, in the face of a real COVID-19, is going to develop a more generalized immunity that is going to help with very likely all coronaviruses and maybe even some others. Because that's what happens when a child gets the measles. Not against the measles vaccine. I can tell you it's not very well studied, they're ignoring some of the harms, but I'm not against it. I've written a scientific article describing the suppression of the harms in the International Journal of Risk and Safety in Medicine about the suppressing of harms. This is before COVID. God's preparing me, I guess, or something. But I'm not an anti-vax person. I just think we ought to look at much more closely at the harms. But at any rate, so you get the measles, and you're going to develop immunities that are even broader than the measles. That's how the protections that are built into our bodies work. So moms, dads, brothers, sisters, you know, do whatever you can in your power not to have children or young adults or college or university-age adults, young adults, getting the vaccines. They cause, as yet, unknown injuries and a bunch of known ones that are pretty scary, especially around heart disease, neurological disease. So, you know, it's really important to understand they're doing this for at least three different reasons. One, they want to prove to us we have to take the vaccine, and what better proof than making us give it to our children? That's to establish power over us and to make billions of dollars. But the children are not the biggest market. The adults are when it comes to the billions of dollars. But the children are key for money, but also for establishing power and glory of this new great system. And finally, there may be an element of population control. It's not through death, through the fact we know. We absolutely know that these vaccines increase infertility. That's established. That was in the early studies by the drug companies, something like 16% infertility rates. And if they say 16%, you can figure it's a lot more. The risk is always much higher than the drug companies admit to. I've just seen that again and again and again. My work and lawsuits, the product liability suits against the drug companies and other scientific sources. So that's the situation. Moms, dads, do everything you can, public, to not make our young people, and young people is a relative term. I'd apply in this case to, you know, people 30 and under. I mean, the risks of death are so small, and it really gets down to what, zero when you're 25, 20 and younger. There were some states, independent of the WHO studies, states who did study the death rates found many of the states had no death rates from people 21 and younger, no deaths. So a little ways back. So, you know, there is no justification at all. And, you know, Stan, this is a good place to stop and say no more, no more. If we don't stand up on these issues, folks, it's the end of the world as we know it. One of the most pitiable things Ginger and I saw, she brought this to me, was this, a video of a man in Australia appealing to America to please come to the rescue of Australia because things are now so bad there. And I'm thinking Australians are fighting much harder than the Americans are. You don't think our leadership is going to come to your rescue? Our leadership's trying to get us up to the level of the question you're at and more. America is identified by Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates and Chinese communists in unison as the thing standing in the way of globalism, of their predatory globalism. And when people ask me, well, how could they have released this on purpose? We do an in-depth analysis of the pros and cons of whether it was accidental or on purpose when it occurred. And I think the total evidence continues to grow that it was on purpose with a specific desperate purpose, which is the Chinese had to stop Donald Trump. Think about it, folks. Up until COVID-19, Donald Trump was eviscerating this hateful, violent, anti-religious, anti-God Communist Party. Not the Chinese people. They're sweet people under terrible oppression from the Chinese communists. Millions of them been killed by the Chinese communists, abused by the Chinese communists, and now being controlled by the Chinese communists, often with the help of our big corporations who have given them technology to oppress their people. So we will be at the mercy of these Chinese communists if they can weaken us. And when they released the virus, and I'm going to say released at this point, meaning purposely, when they released it from the Wuhan Institute, where they've been developing it, we track it scientifically in the book with scientific papers, they were developing COVID-19 for probably at least 5 or 6 years. We can document at least about 6 years developing SARS-CoV viruses in the labs, probably back to 2002, really, in the labs. And the Chinese had a lot of them with our help. And this terrible situation came to a head for the Chinese when Trump was
okay. Did we lose him, Todd? Okay, maybe we can try to hook up quickly and get him back. And, you know, what I've seen myself, my son works at an auto plant. He sees a lot of people. And one of his co-workers' son died after getting the injection, 16 years old. Nothing wrong with you. You're a healthy young lad. You got your whole life ahead of you. And if you caught this, it means nothing. In the video Dr. Yaden speaks last month, I've got that on my website too, and he talks about variants. And he says very clearly that they tested a variant that was 80% of what we're dealing with now, and the antibodies from that variant were good enough that you couldn't get sick. So your natural immunity is tops and the best. And basically a lot of people say, and I don't disagree with them, that the variants are basically a lie, and they're just the reaction to the vaccine, because they're saying that the new variants like the Delta are like over 99% similar. But if an 80% similar one protected you, it's illogical that you would be defeated with one that's 99% plus. Welcome back, Doctor. We lost you for a second. Continue your thread.
Yeah, that was just an error on my phone, and I apologize for that. Well, we're talking about why would the Chinese release it? They almost had to release it. If you're Xi Jinping and you're looking at your situation, and Donald Trump is pulling back big business from you and your allies into the U.S., and Donald Trump is shoring up the borders, which means that he's going to focus on making America self-sufficient and giving our workers a better wage, as he was doing. All these wonderful things Trump was doing before he made the mistake of adopting COVID-19 as a legitimate threat. China was doomed. Trump is beginning to look at all the investments that were going on in China, the way China was actually making dollar bonds and sopping up money and getting our having our 401ks containing Chinese bonds and all kinds of things that were being looked at and really injuring China and rebuilding the military and putting in generals who wouldn't betray America, like our current generals appointed by Biden have been doing. So the Chinese were desperate. So they said, well, why would they release something that was going to attack their own people? Well, first of all, they attack their own people on a regular basis. And secondly, the biggest problem they have is the elderly. And as far as I know, I'm the only one to discuss this horrific conclusion in this manner. And that is China needed to get rid of its elderly because their one- and two-child policies had decimated their youth population that was needed to grow the economy.
Indeed, indeed. And we're coming up to the end of it. I have a blog on my site, too, speech by Comrade Qi Haoshen, Vice Chairman of China's Military Commission. Comrades, we have to have Chinese Lebensraum and get rid of people in the Western countries. It's a long, brutal war we're in, and a terrible plan. Thank you, Dr. Bregan. God bless you for all you do. Don't forget to get his book, COVID-19 and the Global Predators, wherever you can. Do it. Save your lives. Thank you for coming out. We appreciate it. God bless you all. God bless you, Dave, trying to survive on the respirator in Florida. We raise your name to heaven. God bless you.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.